USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt and local leaders have issued statements after a suspect who shot two Oklahoma County deputies Monday, killing Sergeant Bobby Schwartz. Deputies were serving an eviction notice at a home when gunfire rang out. California Governor Gavin Newsom has vetoed a bill that would have allowed for a drug users safe injection site program in the state, citing a lack of leadership for its implementation. Newsom wrote that he is concerned about Senate Bill 57. In a six-month trial, New York City has equipped 50 municipal vehicles with intelligent speed assistance. It's software that can make a car obey the speed limit. The southwest monsoon season continues with flooding Monday, drenching the old west town of Duncan, Arizona, prompting mass evacuation and a local state of emergency. Duncan has a population of just over 700 residents. USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
After a suspect is accused of attacking a police officer, three officers are accused of excessive force during his arrest.
Three Arkansas police officers are suspended after a video went viral showing them beating a suspect outside a convenience store in Mulberry near the Arkansas-Oklahoma border. Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson confirming he spoke with the Crawford County Sheriff, Jimmy DeMonte, about the incident.
I thought his comment that they hold the officers to a high standard, immediate action was taken, and that was important. Important for the public to see that in this case.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
With 1 week and counting, NASA managers met at the Kennedy Space Center, reviewed flight preparations, and cleared the agency's huge $4.1 billion space launch system rocket for blastoff next Monday on a test flight as America returns to the moon. Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
A California father is fighting back after he and his son were escorted off campus by a police officer for not wearing a mask. This is no longer about science, as the CDC has dropped most COVID-19 mandates. The father, who identifies only as Sean, says he has a medical background and worked extensively in the healthcare industry. Sean and his son were confronted by police Thursday after Principal Michelle Williams called police from Terkoff Elementary School in Mountain View, California. Going from an energy leader in the world to where we are now under the Biden administration, Republican Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, who is running for a Senate seat in a special election today in Oklahoma, told Newsmax overnight that Biden's energy policies makes the United States more dependent on communist countries than ever before.
You have individuals that think government is to create jobs, and government's role was never designed to create jobs. It's create an opportunity, an environment for job creators like myself, job creators to create those jobs. And the problem is that we have too many politicians and not actually job creators in Washington, D.C. And they lose focus. They lose the role of government because their idea is if we grow it, then we'll have more responsibility. But as we look at different decisions that's come out of the court, actually, as we grow it, Congress actually concedes power to agencies like the Chevron deference.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.